when you have fried chicken, what do you call that part of the chicken that kids get a hold of?
Pulley bone.
Okay. What's the deal with a pulley bone? You get to make a wish, or?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Who gets to make the wish? Which one?
The one that gets the shortest one.
The short one. Mm-hmm. We always did it with the one that the long one got.
It, was it?
Yeah.
I think we did the short one.
Isn't that funny? what do you call the inside parts of a chicken that you can eat?
Gizzard.
Okay. The gizzard and the heart and the liver and all that stuff. What do you call all that stuff? You have a name for all that stuff together?
No. You'd call them separately. You like the gizzard.
Okay.
I like the liver.
Okay. Okay.
And I don't eat the heart. Maybe you eat the heart. And, you know.
What do you call the inside part of a pig or a calf that you can eat?
Well, that's, you have the liver that you can eat.
What do you call that stuff from the inside of a, well, I guess, a pig, usually, that they used to stuff sausage in?
Stuff the sausage in?
Uh-huh.
It was the entrails.
Uh-huh, okay.
They cleaned them,
okay.
You know, and it was intestines.
Mm-hmm.
They cleaned them.
Did y'all ever do that?
No. My dad.
No.
My dad would stand for it. But I'll tell you, by the time you got them clean, you'd done a mammoth job, and they were clean. But we never did.
Partake on that.
Well, my mother always made sacks.
Uh-huh.
And by the time I was 8 or 9 years old, she'd cut those long strips, and you'd fold them up, and you'd sew down and across the end back up.
Uh-huh.
And they'd be about that big round when you get them stuffed.
Uh-huh.
And Lord have mercy, if you think that wasn't a job, stuffing one that long.
Boy, I guess. About 2 inches across? I mean, 2 inches in diameter?
Yeah, but you see, the way you do that, you'd put this open on something, a glass maybe.
Yeah.
And put it down in there, a jar, a big old jar. And then you'd take this sausage and you'd roll it up and drop it down there.
Uh-huh.
See?
Uh-huh.
And then you'd shake it.
Uh-huh.
Not mash it to the sides yet.
Yeah.
And then you drop some more till you got it to where you could pack it down.
Uh-huh.
First thing you know, you'd catch it this way and get it down there, and it'd be stuffed tight. And then you drop some more in there, and you do it the same way.
Huh. I see.
Take all day.
Yeah. Yeah. See that.
But we stuffed it in old sheets.
Uh-huh.
My old ragged sheets. Mama would take them, and she'd tear long strips and fold them back to about that long, you know.
About 2 feet long?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then you tie it up here, you know, with a twine string.
Uh-huh.
You got flour in sacks.
Yeah.
And you'd unravel that, and we'd make cup towels out of the sacks.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then we'd save that big ball of twine through the years.
Uh-huh.
And we'd wrap that around and tie it.
Huh. You hear your cow mooing and your horse neighing, you might say, gee, I didn't realize it was so late, it's almost
bedtime.
Okay, or say it's time to go feed them, you'd say.
Right.
It's
they're hollering for food.
It's almost what time?
Feeding time.
Okay. And how do you call cows to get them to come in from the pasture?
Suka. Suka.
What about calves? Do you call them the same way?
Oh, they've come with their mama.
Ah, okay. What would you say to a cow to make her stand still while you're milking her?
You hit her.
Oh, I see.
I say, all right, Maggie.